What a plague needs Meneas to take the death of her brother thus? I'm sure Care's an enemy to life.
By my troth, Sir Toby, you must come in earlier in night. Your cousin, milady, takes great exception to your ill hours.
I let her accept before accepted.
Aye, but you must confine yourself within the modest limits of order.
Confine? I'll confine myself no finer than I am. These clothes are good enough to drink in, so are these boots, too. And they'd be not let them hang themselves in their own straps.
That coughing and drinking will undo you. I heard milady talk of it yesterday. And of a foolish knight that you brought in one night here to be her wooer.
Who, Sir Andrew, ain't you, chief?
Aye, he.
He's as tall a man as any in Illyria.
What's that to the purpose?
Why, he has 3,000 ducats a year.
Aye, but he'll have but a year in all those ducats. He's a very fool and a prodigal.
Fie, as you say so. He plays with the wild gamboys, speaks three or four languages, word for word, without book, and hath all the good gifts of nature.
He hath, indeed, almost natural. Mm-hmm. For besides that he's a fool, he's a great quarreller. And but that he hath the gift of a coward to allay the gust he hath in quarrelling, 'tis thought among the prudent he would quickly have the gift of a grave.
By this hand, there are scoundrels and subtractors that say so of him. Who are they?
They that add, moreover, that he's drunk nightly in your company.
With drinking healths to my niece. Why, oh, I'll drink to her as long as there's a passage in my throat and drink in her area. He's a coward and a coistrel that will not drink to my niece till his brain's turned the toe like a parish stock.
Sir Toby!
Oh, Castellano Vogo, for here comes Sir Andrew Agueface.
Sir Toby Belch, how now, Sir Toby Belch?
Sweet Sir Andrew.
Bless you, fair shrew.
And you too, sir.
Accost, Sir Andrew, accost.
What's that?
My niece's chambermaid.
A good mistress accost. I desire better acquaintance.
My name is Mary, sir.
A good mistress Mary accost.
You mistake, knight. Accost is front her, board her, woo her, assail her.
By my troth, I would not undertake her in this company. Is that the meaning of a cost?
Very well, gentlemen.
And thou let part so, Sir Andrew. Would thou mightst never draw sword again?
And you part so, mistress, I would I might never draw sword again. Fair lady, do you think you have fools in hand?
Sir, I have not you by the hand.
Marry, but you shall have, and here's my hand.
Now, sir, thought is free. I pray you bring your hand to the buttery bar and let it drink.
Wherefore, sweetheart? What's your metaphor?
It's dry, sir.
Why, I think so. I'm not such an ass, but I can keep my hand dry. But what's your jest?
A dry jest, sir.
Are you full of them?
Aye, sir. I have them at my fingers' ends. Marry, now I let go your hand. I'm balanced.
Oh.
Oh, knight. Thou lack'st a cup of canary. When did I see thee so put down?
Never in your life, I think, unless you see canary put me down. Methinks sometimes I have no more wit than a Christian or an ordinary man has. But I am a great eater of beef, and I believe that does harm to my wit.
No question.
An I thought that, I'd forswear it. I'll ride home tomorrow, Sir Toby.
Pourquoi, my dear knight?
What is pourquoi? Do or not do?
Oh.
I would I had bestowed that time in the tongues that I have in fencing, dancing, and bear-baiting. Oh, had I but followed the art.
Then hadst thou an excellent head of hair.
Why, would that have mended my hair?
Past question, for thou seest it will not curl by nature.
But it becomes me well enough, does it not?
Excellent, it hangs like flax on a distaff, and I hope to see a hussy take thee between her legs and spin it off.
Faith, I'll home tomorrow, Sir Toby. Your niece will not be seen, or if she be, it's 4-1, she'll none of me. The Count himself here hard by woos her.
She'll none of the Count. Oh. She'll not matter by the degree, neither in estate, years, nor wit. I've heard her swear it. For there's life in it, man.
I'll stay a month longer.
Ah.
I'm a fellow of the strangest mind in the world. I delight in masks and revels, sometimes altogether.
Art thou good at these kickshaws, his knight?
As any man in Illyria whatsoever he be, under the degree of my betters. And yet I will not compare with old man.
What is thy excellence in a galliard, knight?
Faith, I can cut a caper.
I can cut the mutton to it.
And I think I have the back trick simply as strong as any man in Illyria.
Wherefore are these things hid? Wherefore are these gifts a curtain before them? Are they like to take dust like Mistress Mel's picture? Why dost thou not go to church in a galliard and come home in a coranto? My fairy walk should be a jig. I'd not so much as make water, but in a syncopace.
Oh.
What dost thou mean? Is it a world to hide virtues in? I did think by the excellent constitution of thy leg it was formed under the star of a galliard.
Aye, 'tis strong.
and it does indifferent well in a flame-coloured stock. Shall we set about some revel?
What should we do else? Were we not born under Taurus?
Taurus, that's sides and heart.
No, sir, it's legs and thighs. Let me see the caper.